As the president stood before television lights, the St. Louis Cathedral clock was visible just over his shoulder. The clock was stopped around 6:30, roughly the time the power went out in New Orleans on August 29th. That moment changed the lives of the region's evacuees who tuned in to last night's speech. Here are some of their voices, their names in a moment.
I'm not sure that he really understands what it's going to take to rebuild. It's not just money. And my big concern is that the money won't get where it needs to go.
I'm really not convinced. Knowing that I was actually there when a, you know, hurricane came and just no sense of urgency, I'm just not convinced about what he was saying. I would actually have to see it to believe it.
You hear so many things that are going on and you know that help is on the way and yes, you're safe, but where can I get that job that, you know, the president's talking about right now?
In this place, there's a custom for the funerals of jazz musicians.
New Orleans and second line go hand in hand.
Tonight, the Gulf Coast is still coming through the dirge. Yet we will live to see the second line.
It was his way of saying that we may be in a mourning state now, but once everything is laid to rest and they rebuild, that we'll be happy and we'll be second lining again. But I don't think second line's on any evacuee mind. They're too busy worrying about their lost one and what they lost, you know what I'm saying? And the hurt that nobody was there for them in a time of need.
Clifton Drummer lost his home in New Orleans. He's now living in Phoenix, Arizona. We heard first from Denise Brown of Lakeview, Louisiana, speaking from Baton Rouge, then Melanie Noble of New Orleans, who's now staying in Chicago, and Georgina Cruz of Long Beach, Mississippi, has been in a Gulfport shelter since the storm hit.